USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky thinks the world should be prepared for the possibility that Russian President Putin could order a tactical nuclear strike against Ukraine. This as CIA Director William Burns was addressing a crowd at Georgia Tech on Thursday. Burns talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and he calls out China's silence on the invasion.
A silent partner in Putin's aggression, Xi Jinping's China is our greatest challenge, in many ways the most profound test that CIA has ever faced.
Confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinians have resulted in 6 deaths this week in the West Bank. The Israeli army saying it will deploy more forces to the West Bank to step up against suspected terrorists. Israel saying they plan to bar Palestinians from entering the area this weekend. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A new coronavirus test is getting the thumbs up from the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that looks for the virus in your breath. The Inspector COVID-19 breathalyzer, about the size of carry-on luggage, is very portable, and it can give results in less than 3 minutes.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. The Boston Athletic Association held a press conference on Thursday with law enforcement officials to discuss a plan to secure the Boston Marathon this coming Monday. The FBI special agent in charge of the Boston division, Joe Bavana Valenta, describes a status of potential threats against the event.
At this point in time, neither the FBI or any other United States government agency is aware of any specific or credible threats targeting this year's race that can change in a heartbeat.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The CDC says they're rolling back Title 42 authority at the end of May. Title 42 allows the United States to swiftly deport illegal immigrants arriving from countries where diseases like COVID are spreading. Texas AG Ken Paxton accuses the Biden administration of deliberately encouraging illegal immigration.
We're not going to be able to handle this, and the Biden administration knows that. They know what they're going to get. They expect it. They're planning for it. I guess this is the result they want. This encourages even more people to come across the border, which I think is ultimately the goal here. Whatever these people's background, they don't care. They just want people in the country.
Johns Hopkins University says there have been over 80 million confirmed cases of COVID in the United States, and plenty of folks are suffering from long-term problems of brain fog because of the disease. Dr. Joel Rosenstock is an infectious disease physician in Atlanta. He says you can cut the anxiety of forgetting things by writing notes to yourself and setting reminders on your cell phone.
Whether it's work or your home life, to take care of those things so that your brain can rest, so that you don't get as anxious. Because, I mean, just think about it. Just the anxiety related to, gee, I'm not thinking as well as I, it's a vicious cycle.
President Biden set to travel to the West Coast next week. The president making a trip to Portland, Oregon and Seattle, Washington on Earth Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.